South Korea is in mourning with questions mounting after its worst ever aviation disaster. All but two people died in a crash involving the country's largest budget carrier, Jeju Air. The plane, carrying 181 passengers and crew, rammed into a wall during an emergency landing at Muan Airport. Acting President Choi Sang-mok has ordered an emergency inspection of the country's entire airline operation system once recovery work on the Jeju Air crash is completed. For the latest, Lim Yun-suk joins us live from Muan International Airport. Yun-suk, what's the situation on the ground at the airport right now?
Well, yes, I am here at Muan International Airport, where families of those victims are still moaning, you know, mourning for the death of their loved ones. Now, the South Korean government had designated 7 days starting yesterday as a week of mourning. And I think that's what the whole nation is doing following that, the reports of this crash. Now, earlier, I was at the terminal, the leaving and the departing terminals, and there were family members who had stayed overnight waiting for more information, anything about those who were the passengers on board. Now, there were tents set up for the family members. Many of them had stayed here overnight, and this Muan International Airport served many of the residents around the South Inchalla province. Many of the residents were living in close-by areas like in Mokpo City or in Gwangju City, and so many of them were not able to go back home, and that's why there were tents set up. There was also this one corner where there was this tent set up for DNA testing, because right now there are 179 passengers who have died, but out of those passengers, only about 140 victims have been identified. And so they are still trying to identify many of the bodies, and that's why they're still getting many of the family members to come forward and get those DNA testing done. Also, you know, there are lots of volunteers who have come forward too, and they're being provided with hot food. It is cold winter here in South Korea, but they've been provided with blankets and anything that the whole nation and the core of South Korea is here can do to try and help the family members as they wait for more news of their loved ones.
Yun-suk, what's the next step in the investigation of the crash?
Well, yes, that is really going to be the most important task for the South Korean government. Now, I am here standing outside, inside Muan International Airport, but outside where, if I can show you behind me, where you can see the tail of the plane, and that really is what's left of this plane right now. And, you know, there are many questions as to why that plane had crashed. There were many experts saying that the pilot had beautifully landed the plane, but apparently there was a wall there at the end of that runway. And so there are lots of questions as to why this might have happened. And also the South Korea's acting president, Choi Sang-mok, early this morning did hold a meeting, and he ordered the Land and Transport Ministry to conduct a safety inspection of the airline operation system in response to this Jeju Air passenger plane disaster. Now, at the meeting, he said that the reason for that was to ensure that there was a measure, that it was a measure to overhaul the entire aviation safety system and move toward a safer South Korea. Now, he also said that the Land Transport Ministry and the National Police Agency should work together to conduct a thorough investigation of this accident, and they were also, and he was also saying that the family members should be informed and that all information should be transparent because the family members are really just waiting for more information as to what happened on Sunday morning. Now, many experts that, you know, that local media has spoken to and that I've spoken to also say that, you know, they think that there was a problem with the landing gear. And in fact, you know, early this morning, there was another Jeju Air flight that was supposed to, that left Seoul's Gimpo Airport. It was supposed to head for Jeju Island, but it was forced to return to Gimpo Airport because of landing gear issues. And that was the main issue, being cited as one of the main issue as to the cause of this accident. And so there's still lots of unanswered questions. They have found the black box, but apparently the flight data and the recordings will take about 1 month for them to decode. And so it could be a while before the family members and, you know, others have more answers to exactly what happened on Sunday morning that took the lives of 179 passengers.